Did you know that there is a new type of hysterectomy procedure that is minimally invasive and has a shorter recovery time? It's called a single port hysterectomy, and today we'll learn about what it is and what you need to know before considering it. Let's talk about it today with Dr. Sean Ramsey, an obstetrics and gynecology specialist at Capital Regional Women's Health. This is Helmet of Health, the podcast from Capital Regional Medical Center. I'm Prakash Chandran. And first of all, Dr. Ramsey, I understand that you are one of the first doctors in the world to perform a single port hysterectomy. So can you tell us a little bit about what this new procedure is?
We now have the advantage of doing what traditionally we've gone from, you know, large incisions to small incisions, from multiple incisions down to one incision where we can do hysterectomies now. So because we can do this one incision, it allows us to perform a more precise surgery, which allows our patients to recover faster and get back to their normal daily lives quicker.
Got it. So you talked about the multiple incisions that were done before. So talk a little bit more about the hysterectomies of the past and what the recovery time looks like, and then what's special about this single port hysterectomy and how much faster the recovery time is.
Traditionally, we'd use an incision called a fan incision or the bikini cut, which a lot of people are familiar with. So, which is, you know, it's probably an 18-inch incision, which is obviously a tough recovery. So, progression from there was to a laparoscopic hysterectomy, which was anywhere from 3 to 5 incisions. And then when we started doing robotic surgery, initially we went from 6 incisions to 5 incisions to 4, and then down to 3, and again now we're back down to 1. So again, it's just easier to recover from one incision than from multiple incisions.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you're saying that this is done with the support of a robot. And from what I understand, it's just an extension of your arm, and it allows you to obviously make the incision very small versus just doing it with your hand. Is that correct?
That's correct. So I always surmise it this way. Is when I was in high school, I worked for a fence building company, and there's 3 ways to dig a hole to put a fence post in. You can use a spade shovel, you can use a post hole digger, or you can use a backhoe that has an auger on it. So the robot's really just kind of that power tool, which is an extension of my hands, which again allows me to do a more precise surgery through smaller access.
It's really amazing how far technology has come there. And I'm curious as to how you identify who the ideal candidate for this new single port procedure is.
Correct. Not everyone will qualify. Women who have a larger uterus, it's going to be a bit more of a difficult procedure that way. So generally we go through the umbilicus or the belly button. So if a woman's uterus is higher on her abdomen than that, she would not qualify. But again, with the improving technologies, more and more women are qualifying for this procedure.
Okay, and so let's talk about specifics here. What exactly happens during the procedure? Talk a little bit about how long it takes, and again, like when they can expect to go back to normal, walking around and doing things.
So surgery itself, you know, with getting a patient asleep, doing the surgery, and waking them back up takes about 2 hours. We make one incision through the belly button, and there's actually 3 arms of the robot that can fit through that one incision. And most of our patients come in and go home same day. It's basically an outpatient surgery now. So I usually tell patients that I think the minimum is 3 days to be out of work. On average, I say most patients are, you know, back to work, you know, within a week. We always see patients at 2 weeks and 6 weeks after surgery. And at that 2 week mark, they're usually 85-90% back to normal.
That's incredible. I'm sure people are wondering if there are any risks involved with this type of procedure. So can you speak to that?
You know, same as any surgery, you know, risks of bleeding, infection, damage to any surrounding organs. But again, you know, because of the great advances in the technology, it really minimizes those risks.
All right, Dr. Ramsey, really appreciate it. Is there anything that we didn't cover today that you would like women out there to know about this advanced procedure?
Just that, you know, this is an amazing time to be alive. You know, I think that it actually almost breaks my heart that there's still so many open hysterectomies nowadays, where, you know, it's requiring women to be in the hospital 3 to 4 days and possibly out of work for 6 to 8 weeks when that technology exists and we can do so much better for our patients.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and really appreciate your insight and support, Dr. Ramsey. That's Dr. Sean Ramsey, an obstetrics and gynecology specialist at Capital Regional Women's Health. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. Head to capitalregionalwh.com to get connected with the provider. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and looking forward to our next conversation.